8UDB. Anyone on W9LY? Here, W9CLP.
KDI-90, morning, Tony.
Well, good morning. Put a different radio in service in the office, and it's the other radio can do 21.6 or something like that. just want to make sure I can get into the three repeaters that I operate mostly.
Sounding good. Good copy on you there, good audio. Pretty much full quieting. There's a couple like a static bursts, but almost like there was maybe an APRS transmitter going nearby or something.
Yeah, there is something else on this frequency I noticed. It actually has a packet or a digital noise that is being transmitted every once in a while. I guess I don't know if it's local, if it's, where it came from, but I just happened to notice that I think
that's kind of what it sounds like, almost like you're monitoring the frequency and your APS transmitter goes off on APRS, and then it desenses the receive a little bit, sort of like that, but nothing major. I can copy 100%.
Yeah, well, I'll be monitoring today to see if it just comes and goes. We experience that here in this area quite often. Some of the things that we hear, we're not sure where it even comes from. Your audio is a little bit on the low side. Which radio are you on?
I'm on the FT5HD. Let me get a little bit closer to the mic. Does that help a bit there, Tony?
Yeah, that helps. It seemed unusually light compared to what I normally hear you.
Okay, yeah, copy that. Just on HD, usually catch me in the mobile, but just woke up here a little while ago, got a cup of coffee going, and checking the news here on the TV. Looking at that weather report, I hope it's not too bad here as far as that snow coming in.
Yeah, you and me both. So I just determined what the interference is on my own at my location here. The radio that is doing the APRS is the interference here. That's what's going on.
Okay, well, there you go. You got it identified there on your end, but yeah, sort of sounded like that. Like the transmitter sends a packet of data there for a short time, but it was sounding good. I got the FT5 monitoring this frequency on 6-1 right now.
All right, sir. Well, hey, thanks for answering the call. I'm going to spin my chair around here and get busy. I'm going to leave this rig hooked up and just scan the three repeaters that I normally work. Well, hope you have a great day. And we'll catch up with you. KAUTP.
All right, Tony, have a great day there also. We'll catch up with you later. 73 KAUGB. This is KI9E.
W9PRK.
KAUGB.
heard someone, so I tried again, W9PRK.
Good morning, KAUGD.
There you are. Good morning, W9PRK. Rob, over in, where am I? I'm in Vermont. I'm in the concrete mixer at work again today.
Okay, well, we're glad you know where you are. We're in New Buffalo. This is Tony. My radio was scanning and I heard a voice. And I only just have to see the call sign of which repeater you were on. But, yeah, good signal from DeMont.
I am hooked up to KI9NG's hub, so whatever repeaters he's got it linked to is where I'm coming through, so couldn't tell you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this is W9LY in the port, but good to know that.
Yeah, that comes in handy. I know he's normally attached to the N9 and possibly this one as well. Apparently this one today.
Yeah, I think when quite often, you know, obviously when he's out roaming the highways, he's quite often over there because not often is someone here to answer. I scan, but I'm not always here.
That's what I do in the pickup and the house. I've got all the local to me repeaters on scan along with 5-2. So occasionally someone pops up somewhere.
Well, anyway, so I got to step aside. It's time to go over to the other building here and break some eggs and make breakfast for some folks that are showing up. We do a breakfast here at the church most every Saturday morning. So we'll say 73, and enjoy your day. KA8UGB.
All right, 73, and hey, and enjoy your big group breakfast. Sounds like it's going to be a good time. And, yep, I'm going to pour some concrete in this pole barn. 73, maybe 9, PRK.
KD9WFK Mobile. 9 MS.
K9LJ, hey, K9 on mobile calling. You listening, Andy, today?
K9DLP. Public service announcement here. Anybody sitting around board, you hop on 10 meters, it's open.
KB9KBX is mobile.
KA8UGB.
C9TWX.
I heard you.
did. Sitting here trying to get the house cleaned up. Was playing with the 3D printer and playing some radio and, yeah, not getting nothing done.
I played a little bit of radio today. Put the man pack in a position so it'll get some time put on it as it sits on the desk. Or, well, it sits in the office anyway.
Hey, you gotta work them a little bit, that's for sure. I got mine sitting on the nightstand and I use it periodically in the bedroom.
Yeah, I still see the tower here in town that really, if she just let me take it down and take it home. It's more of a freestanding tower. See, one, two, yeah, it might be a 48-footer.
I think mine's going to be a springtime project now. If I get Stacy stationed up and going before the snow falls, that'll be the bonus of the year.
Yeah, mine's going to go up, but it's probably just going to, it won't be, I don't think I'll get 40 feet standing. I might have 35 or so standing when it's over.
I think I got like almost 60 foot of tower, so I'll be, once I sink 4 foot, I'll be around 50 some foot.
Well, I'm sure I get up to at least that high, and of course the mast goes out the top, 2 meter omnidirectional on the very, very tippy top, as far as I can get it up. and then of course, I do have either a 10 or 11 millimeter, 10 or 11 elements, 2 meter beam to put up. I do want to get something though horizontal for 2 and 6 meters.
10 meter vertical on top and then get a set of beams for 2 meters, 440. I got that T beam for 10 elements vertical, 10 elements horizontal for 2 meter, and then I got a beam for 440 and I got a 220 beam as well. Just a lot of work. It's a lot of work to get all that up in the air and keep it up there.
So I had towers at, the two places in town. What the one I had was 72 feet. And but when we moved into the city, I only put up 48 feet. But it is still standing to this day. You know, and so that tower, it'd be 40 years old.
W9DLP Mobile.
There he is.
Did you just try to call me, Tony?
That would have been real early this morning.
No, I was just in line at the Family Express, and I couldn't get to my phone quick enough, and I saw the area code 469.
Oh, no, I didn't try to call on the phone, but I was on this repeater earlier today. I don't remember what time it was. It was probably been like 9 o'clock your local time. Because I was looking to see if somebody was on this repeater, and I thought, well, hey, maybe Dave's out there. And I called there, but, yeah, I got no answer. I did finally get someone, though, so that was good. Anyway, but, yeah, I was looking for you earlier.
Okay, well, when you guys are back, also 10 meters is open right now. I just talked to a guy in Arizona, another guy in Florida, but they were both coming in 20 over.
All right, I'm almost home. I may have to get on the radio. I'm just going to relax a little bit before we go out. Back out to the church here about 4 or 5 o'clock.
Yeah, I just had to come get some money. I got to go get my ears lowered. I haven't got a haircut here in over 5 weeks.
Are you looking like a hippie?
I'm a little shaggy.
Travis is all clean cut, you know. Anyway. Well, I I'm just pulling a drive with Travis. I'll catch up with you in a bit. And, oh, I hope he does come out and start checking this stuff out. Got a little battle between, at the house here, between the shoulder of the road and the mailbox, because it was so low. The mailman always gets stuck, and I end up having to come out and push them from the mailbox. Anyway, catch you guys later. Travis, we'll talk. KAUGB.
Yeah, now, I guess I'm a radio guy. I'm not used to having volume on my steering wheel. I picked up a new car, and just hit my finger and turn a corner, and it turns the volume, I hit the volume thing for the stereo.
Oh, yeah. Well, good to hear from you, Dave. I try to get on more often as possible, because, you know, I can do it now. Actually, this really works quite well. And even from the office with 5 watts, I can work this machine. That's cool. Catch you guys in a bit. KUGB, going to the house.
73 W9DLP, pick it up, Trav.
Well, I better run off and get in the shower, because we're going to go do some stuff. And we have a birthday party tonight, so, yeah, fun times. Anyways, we'll catch you guys later on KC9CWX. We clear as well. 73s.
73, sir. 39DLP. I'll be monitoring.
W9PRK.